Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Wholesome Mama Show, and I'm so excited. I have a returning friend on the podcast today, Sasha Starr Robertson, and we're gonna talk about something different. But if you didn't listen to our previous episode, after you listen to today's, go back. It was Good Things Versus God Things, and it has actually been one of your favorites. It was one of my favorite interviews. Just one where you're sitting there, yes, yes, yes. But Sasha Starr Robertson, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. I love it when I get to come back on a podcast a second time. It means it's a place that I'm loved and cherished. And who doesn't love to be in places like that?
Yes, I know. It's so much fun. And I love that we get to do this and like create friends. And I'm like, if you come back on the show a second time, it means that you're my friend and we're just in it together now. So, but Sasha Starr, you are a faith-based productivity coach. And if anyone did listen to the previous episode, they would know that. And you are wife of 15 years, mama blessed by adoption. And I am honored to, you have shared that story with me. But I'd really love you to take a moment and reintroduce yourself and really share about your company or the platform that you founded, Intentional Abundance Co. And in that, the podcast, Intentional Mum Life with Jesus and Faithful Family Fortress. Can't get my words out. But do you want to share really quickly about your mission through Intentional Abundance?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was going to say the Faithful Family Fortress, I think that's actually a new one since the last time I was on the show. My husband, he was a guest on my podcast periodically, the only male guest that I had. And we're just like, why don't we just start our own? So that's how the Faithful Family Fortress podcast was born. And then of course I have my own Intentional Mom Life with Jesus, where I just love to talk about your identity in Christ, your biblical truths and biblical mindset in general, but then also how to live intentionally, purposefully, and productively within the realm of peace that comes from the Lord and in the midst of motherhood. So that's a lot of the stuff that I share over there. And my business is just like in essence, all of that, right? And so I love the Lord, and becoming a mom was a catalyst for me that made me so much more intentional in every area of life. And God really pulled out of me after I left my career to become a mom. And I was like, what is this? What's happening? Like my identity was so tied to my purpose that I really just like leaned into God. My identity was like completely transformed in Him. And He made me realize just how intentional I was and how many practical tools that I have to share with other moms. And so my coaching program was born, my courses were born, my planner was born. And so I just have a ton of resources that I've created, or I like to say co-created with God, that I just love to share with women. And so that's what Intentional Abundance Co. is all about.
Oh, I love it so much. Okay, so let's dive right in. So last time I mentioned you were on here and you spoke about good things versus God things. And it is something that I have given credit to you, but like continued to use. And I'll have this conversation. I'm like, oh my goodness, no, I had this girl on my podcast And she spoke about good things versus God things, because I think it is such a, once you understand that concept of like, we can do all these good things, but if we're actually missing out on the things that God is calling us to do, which aren't often easy, aren't often comfortable, then we're missing out on what he's calling us to do. So I don't want to spend too much time re-going over that, because I'll link it in the show notes. But during that conversation, you briefly mentioned this concept around purposeful priorities. And so can you tell us, that's really what I wanted to dive into with you today. Can you tell us what is a purposeful priority?
Yeah. So I think it really starts with the words themselves. I love word meanings. Like even when I'm getting into scripture, I love like, okay, what's like Hebrew or root word here? And what does it actually mean? And so I love to do that with English words too, right? So purposeful is intentional action, right? It's having purpose behind what you're doing. And then a priority, it means more important than. So more important than anything else on your plate. And so purposeful priorities are the most important things, the most important areas of life that you're focusing on in this season. That's like my definition of a purposeful priority. I think many people have seen or heard that analogy, like the rocks and the pebbles and the sand metaphor in a jar, where it's like, if you pour in the sand first and then you put the little pebbles in, you're not going to have any room for the big rocks. And so the purposeful priorities are those big rocks, those big stones. And so you want to make sure when you're planning out your days, you're planning out your week, you're looking at what is most relevant to this season and what do I need to make the most space for? It's those rocks. They need to be put in first, so then everything else can go around them. And so I believe that your purposeful priorities, they are your God things over the good things. They are the areas of your life that are most important for you and the things that you are meant to be focusing on in this season. They're the things that kind of like the only you can do things, like you can only be the mom to your kids. You can't just like have dad be the mom for a minute or have the friend. You can have a babysitter, right? Or dad plays an important role, but like you're the mom, right? Even as an adoptive mom, like my kids see me as mom. They need me to do certain things. They're the things that you are most effective when you serve and focus in those areas, the areas that only you can do what you can do. You know, like Elise, you can't have your podcast and just be like, oh, can somebody else just do my podcast for me? It's not the same thing. People aren't going to listen. They're coming here for you, right? And so I think your purposeful priorities are the things that God has for you in this season and the things that you get to focus on in this season to move the needle in your life in the direction that God will have you go.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think too, even just taking a moment, because we as moms can, I talk a lot about living in survival mode and we don't even take the time to stop and recognize and be intentional about, okay, what are the God things in this season? What is God calling me to in this season beyond just surviving day to day, trying to keep the house somewhat clean, trying to keep the laundry somewhat up to date, trying to keep the kids somewhat fed? Like we know, particularly as Christian women, that there is so much more to our mum life than just the chores. They're important and they need to get done. But I think too, taking that time, and I love how you said, like being purposeful is intentional action. Like it's being intentional. And so we can't be purposeful if we're not stopping to recognize and like think about what we're doing. What am I doing each day? And is that lining up with the God things that he's calling me to do? So why, you've kind of touched on this, but I'd love to unravel it a bit deeper. Why is it important that we know and live in these purposeful priorities? What happens if we don't, if we just continue on in this survival mode? What's the difference?
Right. So I love to compare these two, like, I want to say hypothetical personality types, if you will, or just ways that we have a tendency to show up. And it kind of sounds a little bit silly at first when I talk about them, but you'll see the difference when we get into it. So the first one is the hot mess, hustling, high strung Helen. I think many of the moms that I know I've been there, raise your hand, right? You feel like you take on that personality sometimes. You're trying to do all the things. You never feel like you're caught up. You have no focus on what truly matters because your only focus is just on your never-ending to-do list. There's always another thing, another thing, another thing. You're always on and you're constantly trying to multitask, which leaves you high-strung, short-tempered, easily frustrated, missing deadlines, fatigued, exhausted, right? The list could go on. You don't have any progress on those big goals because your focus is so limited and you don't have any dreams or aspirations or passions because they're always falling aside to another day, whereas you're running around putting out fires and it's like, oh, there's dishes in the sink. There's laundry over here, right? You talk so much about having rhythms in your home. And I think that's a huge part of all of this, but then it is kind of those bigger things. And so the contrast to Helen is the purposefully productive, peaceful, present Proverbs 31 Pearl. And I know these are like big names, probably nobody's ever going to remember them, but I'm like, how do you really describe this? And so the Proverbs 31 woman, I think is a passage that a lot of us can look at in scripture and try to mirror ourselves up to and think that we could never live up to that. But she is a purposeful woman. She knows her priorities and she has them in line. The Bible describes her as the worthy woman. And I don't think God gave us this picture as something to just like compare ourselves up to and beat ourselves up and whatever else. She is a woman who praises, or she is a woman who fears the Lord and shall be praised, according to Proverbs 31:30. And so I think that's the root summary of it. She is a woman who seeks him, who goes to his word regularly, who goes to God in prayer. And so I think if we're women after the heart of God, if we fear the Lord in that sense, that we just want to be with him and we're obedient to his will and his push and his direction in our life, we already have the core piece of the Proverbs 31 woman. And I think that's a critical part of figuring out your purposeful priorities, which we'll talk about in a minute, that a lot of people skip over, right? But this Proverbs 31 woman, she's an excellent wife. She works with her hands. She has businesses. She takes care of her household. She clothes her children and more and fine clothing. Her husband and her children say good things about her. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. And I just think those are such beautiful things that so many of us long for. We long for that peace. We long for that productivity and what matters. We long for just that present connection with the Lord. And I do believe that it is very much a reality. And so I think comparing those two kind of personality types is great. But also, I believe it's really important because this quote from David Allen, you can do anything, but you can't do everything, right? Just this idea of essentialism. And lastly, I think it's so much about capacity. Getting clear on our purposeful priorities allows us to give those wise yeses and discerning no's to those good things versus God things that we talked about on the last episode. And so I could go on forever. There's a ton of reasons why it's important, right, to uncover and know and live in your purposeful priorities. But I think more so it's an understanding of how to go about uncovering them that I would love to share about.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll get to that next, but I wanted to just reiterate that, like, the Proverbs 31 woman, she can, like, at first glance, she can be really, what's the word? Like, oh, wow. I have to do all of that. Like, mm-hmm. I have to go and sell purple linen, and I have to be dressed really nicely every day. Right. And I have to, like, it can be intimidating at first to mm-hmm. look, but then I love that you, shared verse 30, like the fear of the Lord, and like at the bottom, at the end of the day, it comes down to she lives in the fear of the Lord. That is foundational to how she can do all these other things. And it's like, you know, you got to use wisdom and common sense too, and go, well, she's not doing all of that all day, every day. Like, it's just her as an overall picture. But I love that the high strung hot mess Helen, bless her, we've all been Helen. But to actually go, I don't have to stay in that. I can actually become peaceful, productive Pearl. I love Pearl, like, so cute.
Yes.
So how do we, so say someone is hot mess Helen and they're like, I don't want to be hot mess Helen anymore. I want to be peaceful, productive, purposeful Pearl. How does Helen uncover those purposeful priorities in that season? Because I think that's an important note too, that this is going to change season to season, like from pregnant, newborn, to kids in school, to kids are teenagers, to kids are out of school. Like, and they're just really motherhood seasons. There's so many seasons within, like, there's health seasons, there's, you know, moving seasons, there's family situation seasons, there's financial seasons, business seasons. How do we uncover our purposeful priorities?
Yeah. Well, first I want to say, I love how you use the word seasons and you talked about them, because I think it is so incredibly important to recognize your season, to honor your season, to continue to check in, recognize, evaluate. I actually just went through a season where, it's so funny, I was listening to the podcast that we did before and I was like, and we just went through a seasonal change where we had a baby join our family with 18 days notice. Well, we also just had a baby join our family, his biological sister, with negative 10 hours notice. Oh. So it was a big old ordeal. And I'm looking at this, you know, season that we just went through, and I'm like, man, I am feeling like Helen. I'm not even kidding you. And a big reason why is we had this major transition come to our family very suddenly. And I did not take the time to evaluate my purposeful priorities. I did not do that seasonal check-in. And I just thought I could keep trucking right along doing what I was doing. It's like, no, sister, you have a newborn. You now have a third child. You have more children than adults in your home. Now you have more children than you have hands. Like, this is a very different scenario, very different season. And I didn't take the time to honor it, right? To sit down and recognize this seasonal transition, to reevaluate those purposeful priorities. So learn from me, because that's how you get back into the Helen, even though you know how to be out of it, right? But my very first step is to do a time tracker. And I love encouraging women to do this. It's like a shoot the messenger kind of thing, because people don't want to do it, right? But tracking your time is so critically important, because most of us don't even know what we're doing with our time as moms. It's just like, we wake up, days end up being crazy, we're doing all the things, and then we go to bed and we're exhausted, and then we wake up and do it all over again. And it's like, before you know it, a week's gone by, months have gone by, 4 years has gone by, and you're like, goodness. So taking the time to really evaluate where we are spending our time, how we are spending our time, how long it takes us to do certain things is super important. So I actually have like a time tracker freebie. It's literally just a sheet of paper with time, like every hour blocked out for the course of a week. You can use an app like toggle.com or something like that. Totally free. A lot of different ways you can do it. But the important part is to not have judgment for yourself, but to use it as a tool for awareness and clarity of how and where you're spending your time. If you block out 2 hours to clean your house on a Saturday, and it actually takes you 4 hours every Saturday, you realize there, oh, well, I'm not actually counting my time accurately. And what the time tracker helps you do is similar to when you're budgeting for your finances, you want to use that to budget for your time. You can see and have an idealist or a realistic picture of how much time you're spending on social media. How much time does it take you to record a podcast? how much time does it take you to fold the laundry and put it away, or, you know, homeschool your kids, whatever that looks like for you. But even just jotting down in almost every hourly block for the course of a week or two weeks, what you're spending your time doing. And it's not something, again, that you use as a judgment against yourself. It's just so that can bring that awareness and clarity, awareness and clarity to you.
We're making new words up here.
Yes, I did. I did it recently with shivet, pift and shivet. It's actually shift and pivot, but I kept like just mixing them, all these tongue twisters, mom brain. You get it. The next step, step two, is I call it the Shalom circle test, but really it's just taking the time to evaluate each area of your life. And I had mentioned this on the last episode too, but, my version is a Shalom circle test. It has eight areas. So you're looking at faith, recreation and hobbies, relationships, finances, home, family, health and self-care, business and work. So some of those ones that I said, the and, those are together, right? Recreation and hobbies are together. Business and work are together. Health and self-care are together. But essentially, it's like a, not even a 5-minute exercise. You're just going to grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 5, what each of those areas are in your life. 5 being really, really strong and 1 being really weak. And just knee jerk, whatever number comes up, don't overthink it. Because the next step, step 3, is where you're going to sit down and evaluate each of those a little bit further. You're going to look at faith and you're going to say, I graded my faith as a 3. Why did I give it a 3? What's working out well? Like, why wasn't it a 1? Why was it a 3 instead of a 1? That gives you an idea of what's going right. And then you're going to ask, why wasn't it a 5? That's going to give you an idea of where you have some room of improvement. And a lot of times there are things that we already know, but this is an exercise that you're going to want to take maybe a little bit more than 5 minutes to work on, and go through and just take a really good, honest, realistic look at these areas of your life. And then from there, you're going to choose the areas, pray over them first, right? And then choose a max 4 is what I encourage people. 4 areas from that list that you're going to be more intentional about focusing on in this season. And so maybe it's a work season. Maybe it's a season that your faith like really just needs CPR. Maybe it's a season that your family is just taking a lot of your attention and you just need to create some more intentional space with like being present with each one of your kids or more dates for your marriage. Maybe it's a season where health matters more. You get the idea, right? But then the next step, this is step 4 of this process. When you choose those 4 areas, I want you to sit in your why. Why does that area matter? And why are you focusing on it in this season? What's going to happen if you don't focus on it, right? For some of them, like if our faith is at an area where it's feeling like it's needing CPR, right? Where we're not feeling that connection with God, or maybe it's our home. It's just our home routines or rhythms are really slacking and we need some help in that area. Maybe it's our marriage. It's just like we're feeling separate or we're always butting heads with our spouse, right? We can look at those areas and say, this is what I'm focusing on in this season. And a season looks like whatever it looks like to you, right? It could be a couple of months. Maybe you're going to redo this evaluation again in 3 months. Maybe you're going to reevaluate in 6 months, but you can go through this process as often as you need to, as often as the seasons change to reevaluate, but you're going to go deep on that. Why, what's going to happen to my marriage if I don't prioritize and put it first? And then each time you answer the question, why this matters, ask again, why does that matter? And just continue to go deeper and deeper on that why until I always like to say it makes you cry, right? Until it stirs up a lot of emotions or it gets back to Jesus. Because both of those are really important foundational pieces that help us begin to operate from that space. And then step 5, the last one, is I want you to pick out an action step, goal, or habit that you would like to establish for each one of those focus areas. And so a goal is kind of like a bigger picture, right? An action step is something that you can take, and a habit is something that you can, it's essentially like habit or action steps that you might take over and over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe if we're talking about your marriage as an example, a goal is to just be more intimately connected with your spouse. Not a very smart goal. It's not super specific or time bound, but you know, we want that intimacy. And so an action step is I'm going to implement some monthly date nights with my spouse. And you do that until it becomes a habit, until you guys are just longing for that time together. Maybe it becomes an every other week thing or a weekly thing, but that's just a nice quick example of what that step five could look like if, you know, marriage or family is one of those focus areas for you.
I love that. I love how like wide it is at first and then bringing it down. Like step one is like, what am I doing now? What's going on now? It's very bird's eye view. And then by step five, it is narrowed in. This is what I want to be intentional about. This is how I'm going to be intentional. So, so good. And I think too, I love that you shared at the beginning of that about, you know, just going back, and it's okay that we go back to hustle Helen. We're going to, if we're not keeping on being intentional about looking at that. And, you know, just to hear that we still go back and then, but it's good to have those, the skills and the knowledge of, okay, things aren't really going, I'm really overwhelmed, I'm really stressed, things aren't going well right now. Oh, we have another newborn and three kids is 13 kids. There's like the one kid, yes, is one, two kids are two, yes, three kids is 13. It is though. So mm-hmm. I love that too. And yeah, breaking it down and going, it's okay that, you know, there's the eight in the Shalom circle, there's the eight, but I'm going to focus on three. I don't have to have all eight at a perfect five. I'm never going to have all eight at a perfect five, but how can I have them all at like fours and fives? What needs to be brought back up? And I love the keeping it real, like that it's actually doable. You know, you hear all these things, you're like, that's not doable as a mum of toddlers.
Yes.
Right. So I love that. And I hope that all the listeners were writing notes down or go back and re-listen and write the steps down. But Sasha, thank you so much for joining me today. Before we go, you have something very exciting. Well, I feel like I'm in it now too. So I have something very, yes, exciting too. There is something very exciting coming up. Can you share with us in like 60 seconds about I am mom.
I love the way mom, you said that. I am mom. English. I guess it's not even English. American mom, I should say. So I Am Mom is a life-giving momference, if you will. This is our third annual, and God just put it on my heart to bring together a group of women to make a platform for moms to come together and encourage other moms, to encourage, inspire, to give practical tips, knowledge, information, so that we can do mom life more intentionally. And this year, we kind of have this theme that is all about identity, purpose, calling, gifts, stepping into them, even while we're in motherhood. A lot of practical tips about time management, managing your home, your identity in God, just so much goodness. And I love the way I've been spending all of today actually, on interviews. And I just love the way that God has been tying all of these speakers together. Like one says something that the last one said, that said something that, you know, it's so beautiful the way that it's been tied together. So you're going to hear some really powerful messages on repeat in this mom friends, and you're going to be inspired to take action on whatever it is that God has been pressing on your heart and calling you to do. Not only that, but just sitting from a very firmly rooted place in Him in whatever season you are in motherhood. So it's a totally free event. We have 28 speakers, I think, coming to share. So definitely sign up. You can upgrade to VIP to have lifetime access to all of those, as well as all of 2023 and 2022's speakers and a plethora of bonuses that have been contributed by all of the phenomenal speakers.
Yes, I'm so excited. So it's happening May 13 to 15, and I will put that's US date. So if you're here in Australia, it's 14 to 16, but night times. Anyway, but you have full access. So like you can watch replays. You don't have, for us here in Australia, you don't have to get up at 3 a.m. to watch something. You can watch it in your daytime. But I'm so excited and honored to be sharing as one of the speakers at I Am Mom. So I will pop the link in the show notes for everyone to come and join us and hang out. And what a beautiful, like, I love that we can do this and, you know, create a Facebook group that's a community of mums from all over to grow in our faith and encourage each other together. So amazing. But thank you so much, Sasha Starr, for coming on and sharing with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. And I'll see y'all at I Am Mom.
Well, that wraps up another episode. And I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.